Philippians chapter 2. If, therefore, there is any comfort in Christ, if there is any consolation from love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if there is any compassion and mercy, make my joy full by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one mind, having your thoughts on the one thing, nothing being through self-interest or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, considering each other more important than yourselves. Let everyone look not to his own interests, but also each one to the interests of others. So have this frame of mind in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, did not consider being equal to God to be misappropriation. Yet he emptied himself, having taken on the status of a servant, having come in the appearance of men, and having been found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, and he became obedient to the extent of death, and the death of the cross at that, which is why God has also greatly exalted him, and has granted him a name above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in the upper heavens, and on earth, and underground. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For God is the one who is active in you, both to will and to be active for his good pleasure. Do everything without grumblings and disputes, in order that you may be blameless and unspoiled, unblemished children of God in the midst of a crooked and perverted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, presenting the word of life to my exaltation on the day of Christ, in that I did not run in vain, nor did I toil in vain. But even if I am poured out on the offering and ministering of your faith, I rejoice and jointly rejoice with you all. In the same way, rejoice yourselves too, and jointly rejoice with me. But I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, so that I may be of good courage, when I have got to know your affairs. For I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care about your affairs. For all seek their own interests, not those of Christ Jesus. But get to know his trustworthiness, because as a child with his father, he has served with me in the cause of the gospel. So I hope to send him just as soon as I see to my affairs, but I trust in the Lord that I myself will also come soon. However, I considered it necessary to send Epaphroditus to you, my brother and fellow worker and fellow soldier, but your apostle and minister of my needs, since he was longing for you all, and he was in distress because you had heard that he was ill. For he did indeed fall so ill that he was near to death. But God had mercy on him, and not only him, but me also, so that I should not have grief upon grief. So I sent him with greater earnest, so that when you saw him again, you would rejoice, and I would be somewhat relieved from sorrow. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all joy, and hold such in honour, because for the work of Christ he came near to death, not having regarded his life, so that he could make up for the thing that was missing in your service towards me.